And this is Mike Osborne in the WMOT newsroom. Mid-state residents continue to aid the people of Puerto Rico as they rebuild following Hurricane Maria. Middle Tennessee Charity will send a large group of volunteers to the U.S. territory next month, just in time to mark the storm's one-year anniversary. Brentwood resident Connie Hasty traveled to Puerto Rico back in March. She's a disaster reservist serving with Tennessee-based Hope Force International. The ministry has some 2,000 volunteers trained to respond to emergencies just like Maria. Hasty says she was struck by the gratitude Puerto Ricans expressed for the help provided. She recalls a senior named Yolanda in particular.
She had nobody, and she suffered a heart attack during the storm. She's 85, 86, and she was just really grateful for everything that we did.
A year later, the Puerto Rican government says there's still some 60,000 homes without a proper roof and that the power grid is still unstable. Hope Force co-founder Jack Minton says he is seeing some progress.
Life is back to normal for a lot of people. At the same time, there are thousands of people who are unable to occupy their homes or they're occupying them under tarps, try to keep the rain out.
The 20th of September will mark the one-year anniversary of the disaster. Minton says Hope Force will have work crews on the island as Puerto Ricans mark the occasion and count their losses. Just this week, the Puerto Rican government revised the storm's death toll upwards from 64 deaths to nearly 3,000 fatalities. Mike Osborne, WMOT News.